from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, let's get out the phone lines. If you want to call, get in on a wake-up call, 404-726-0929. You can call in and, you know what, whatever. Newlywed stuff, you want to talk about Allie Mack and Grant's answers.
Conspiracy theories.
For your favorite conspiracy theory. Or what you've heard from the joint practices that came out of Miami that you liked or honestly didn't like. I think it's all up to grabs there.
I Paratrooper Dan hits us up or hit me up on Twitter and hit the Morning Shift up as well. You can hit us on Twitter at 929 Morning Shift. Sends a picture of his breakfast and says, like this for breakfast. Absolutely. Toast, bacon, looks like over medium eggs, and I'm here for it, man. That looks
I saw that too. I told him to put a little breakfast sauce on it, maybe the Verde.
Listen, Andy and Randy do the drinks on Friday. Like, we should just start doing breakfast pictures on Friday. You know what I mean? People waking up with us.
Well, you know when that always started? That all started with Tailgate at Home,
right,
with Dukes and Bell. When I started Tailgate at Home with those guys, it was like, send us your pictures, and it's kind of like of what you're smoking, because we were in COVID, and everybody was at home. And I was like, well, you're not going out. What are you cooking?
It's going to a restaurant right now.
And then they did happy hour. And then, we could always, like, I'm all, you know what? It doesn't have to be Friday. If you got a picture of food and you want to send it to me, which most people do anyways, feel free.
Here's what I will say. Don't send me a picture of your protein bar. I don't need to see that.
This is something you've made.
Good for you, all right, but I'm not vibing with you on that.
Something you've made.
Send me your double XL burrito from Burger King.
But can you imagine, you have kids, Mike, so in a few years many years in the future, yeah, when you're a grandfather showing your grandkids, like, oh, back in the day, I had breakfast at this on this date, and showing them your phone?
I brought this up the other day because, and I know we got to get the lines, we're just all off the place, but I'm having fun. I brought this up the other day to Steak because, you know, iPhones came out in 07. We're going to start getting to a point where the iPhones are going to start alerting us of baby pictures when our kids are, like, graduating high school. You know what I mean? Isn't that unbelievable to think about?
It's like, probably already happening.
Twitter was in 07. Facebook, what, 04? I mean, it's crazy. I don't really have that many baby pictures. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, five, maybe? Maybe one video of, like, when I was, you know, my one-year-old birthday? That's it.
I remember the day of, you know, having trouble picking your profile song on MySpace. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Chief, what's going on, brother? How you doing, man?
Good morning, everybody.
What's happening, Chief?
The Nation of Domination is in the house. Good morning, Mike Johnson, the All-American, my tribal chief. And I like y'all special guest. You got Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman. It's great. But let's get to conspiracy theories right quite quick. I got a big one. And, you know, me and the tribal chief, we have a lot in common, because I don't think we're conspiracy theorists. I think we just ask a lot of questions. And my question is about 28-3. Kyle Shanahan loses his playbook. I think that's kind of weird. Okay. Bill Belichick and New England Patriots are known as cheaters, right?
That's right.
That San Francisco 49ers job that he got, his first quarterback was who? Jimmy G. He got him for, what, a 6th round pick, maybe?
Mm.
One more quick thing about that whole thing is Bill Belichick and Kyle Shanahan, is it Kyle Shanahan his godson or something like that?
Kyle Shanahan did just offer him a job, did he not?
He did
just offer him a job.
Yeah, so I'm you know, not a conspiracy maybe, but just questions that things should be asked around here sometime.
I think Chief brings some valid points.
Well, I hate him for bringing up the game.
Yeah, well.
I mean, come on, Chief. Let's
you hate him because he's not with you.
We don't need to talk about that.
Hater.
Yeah, no, I just
I think it's some good points.
I don't think we need to take every opportunity to come up with the Super Bowl. I mean, let's just bury that in the past.
But Chief is connecting some dots there.
Yeah. And see, Allie, this is why free thinking is not a bad thing. All right? Free thinking is not a bad thing. All right, let's go back to the lines room if you want to get in. Call in 404-726-0929. Let's go back to Jeff and Alpharetta. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, guys. Hey, Bo, are you an MTSU alumni? Have I picked that up in the past?
No, I am a KSU, Kennesaw State.
Oh, okay. Maybe it was a different Bo. Anyway, what's that?
I said, what you know about Murfreesboro?
Hey, man, born and raised in Murfreesboro. I was just going to say, if Bo was an MTSU guy, I was going to apologize for being an alumni but still a member of the Flam Flam family in Alpharetta.
Yes.
Yes.
I did not go to MTSU, but I was very friendly to their players when they came down to Tuscaloosa.
Stop it.
I was
stop it. So now he's sucking up to you, Jeff.
Mike Mafia.
Family. Guys, the pro tip I can offer to all those folks out there getting to those milestones. My wife and I had our first date on April Fool's Day, so that's easy to remember. We got engaged on the 4th of July, married on Halloween. Our only child was born the day before Valentine's Day. So if you can co-op those holidays, they will help you remember a lot of stuff. I never forget an important day anymore because it's always linked up with something else.
That's one of the I'm not shocked that he's in the mafia because that's one of the best life hacks I've ever heard.
It's very smart.
It's one of the best life hacks I've ever heard.
It's actually one of the reasons I do think that Grant, when he met me, was like, "That's my dream girl," because my birthday is Star Wars Day, and he's never going to have to. You know, he's never going to have to remember that.
Now we're starting to connect dots.
So instead of wishing you happy birthday, did he just say May the 4th be with you?
No, right. No.
I bet Cinco de Mayo's lit. You know what I mean? Like, I bet y'all just every Cinco de Mayo. Well, I bet it's a lot of fun.
It's a crazy thing. That's our anniversary.
Yeah?
Is
Cinco
sixth.
De Mayo?
No, May 6th.
Oh, the 6th.
It's my radio anniversary is May 5th, 2008. My wedding anniversary is May 6th, 2017. And right around that time frame, hit or miss a day or two, was the Bon Jovi concert I took off.
Oh, May's a special month for you.
Yeah. Apparently y'all as well.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
Grant gets to celebrate your birthday and Star Wars Day all on the same day.
Listen, you know, we're happy to have Allie in here. Allie, one of the things I've noticed about you the last couple of days, you dress like me and Bo look very, very badly around you. Is this one of those things, because you've been in radio and you've done mornings before, did you always wear wedges when you went into,
Absolutely
when you went into,
not. No.
I was like, dude, we're slumming it. And she's walking in here in wedges like,
no,
good morning.
Absolutely not. No, Bo knew me when, like way back when I would walk in with a hoodie, no makeup, hair in a bun, I look like an onion. Like right. There's no way. But this is like first day of school vibes. I'm walking into a new situation, so I'm trying to look nice.
Yeah, I think the first 3 days I was here, I wore jeans, and I was like, "That's not gonna surprise."
And I remember the first day I showed up for my internship. I was in like dress slacks, dress shirt, button up. Like I was like, "Yes, I'm reporting to duty."
You got product in your hair.
Yeah, my how it's changed. All right, let's get back one more call. Let's get to Rod and Newman. What's going on, Rob? Rod.
What's going on? How y'all
What's
doing,
up, buddy? Hey, doing good.
Hey, man, my wake up call is, I'm just going to ride with the other caller that just called in. Hey, I believe it's a conspiracy also, because he didn't just end up with Jimmy Garoppolo. He ended up with Tevin Campbell, Tevin Coleman, our running back.
Wow.
So that's my take on that right now. And, hey, go Falcons.
Go Falcons,
I can't wait
man.
For this season start.
Let's go.
I'm with you, Rod.
It's time.
It is funny because, you know, I don't want to talk about that game, but we're going to talk about it around it. It brings up all of the conspiracy theories with sports. Like, are games rigged, you know, because of the way the comeback was? All the things, you know, all the ties that have came out now after that. It just, look, it brings it up. The playbook goes missing.
I never thought about the Tevin Coleman thing.
Well, And that was another one of those deals where the Falcons had a couple situations, and I think it all because Coleman was here for a year before that. But you think about it, Devontae Freeman or Tevin Coleman? They picked Freeman.
Yeah.
Did he pick wrong? I don't know. Devondre Campbell, Deion Jones. They had to choose between basically one of them. Did they pick wrong? To me, long term, it's easy to go back and say they did now because Campbell is still playing at a high level and Debo is kind of bouncing around, if at all, in the league.
Yeah.
But in the reality, the situation was is Deion Jones was so vital to what Dan Quinn wanted to do defensively.
Hey, you know who's a good person to ask about Super Bowl conspiracies?
Me?
Josh Kendall.
Oh,
and the good news is, in 7 minutes, he's going to join us. He's down in Miami. He'll get us up to date on all the latest happenings and goings-on from the Atlanta Falcons against the Miami Dolphins. Kicking it off tomorrow for preseason. Josh Kendall coming up next. Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 910 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.